On the phone, Todd Zwicker, president of Pittsburgh Brewing Company. How you doing, Todd?
Scott, doing very well. Thank you.
Pittsburgh Brewing, you got a fun event going on this Saturday called Mangarita in Paradise. Tell our listeners what's happening.
Yes, so we this Saturday, as you mentioned, from 1 o'clock to 10, we will have island bands, and our main act is Buffett Beach, which will play a lot of songs that everybody's familiar with. And there's several other bands. There's two ticket levels, VIP tickets. They can get in from 1 to 4. And then general admission can get in at 4 to 5 o'clock, ready for the main act. So a lot to do. It'll be on the riverside, so the weather looks like it's going to be perfect. There'll be a lot of festivities, a lot of different food trucks, and fun for all. So looking forward to hopefully a lot of people stop by. And again, the weather for Western Pennsylvania looks like it's going to be fantastic.
So grab your grass skirt and your coconut bra, right, and get in the parrot head kind of party mode.
Absolutely.
Well, I was there a couple weeks ago. You had the Pittsburgh Music Festival, and it looks like you guys have done some work on the grass there. It looked beautiful, the landscaping. Is that a new addition there to that part of the facility?
There's a lot of time and effort put into the grass on this property. So just so some of your listeners, this is a 42-acre site, and on the riverside, the whole property, but on the riverside specifically, is extremely well-maintained landscaping. So that's where this event will be, and it's beautiful. You're right along the Allegheny River, so great visual for everybody.
I understand there's also going to be a cabana set up, a VIP cabana for people who want to take advantage of that.
Yeah, there's several cabanas. I do not know if there's any available right now. I know there was a lot of interest in those. But there'll be different tents around the area that people can get out of the weather, get out of the heat. But bring your own chairs. You can buy some here. Or you can bring your own chairs, whatever you prefer. But get here early. Enjoy the festivities. Again, we'll have all of our products on draft, and there'll be some island drinks as well for people who would prefer that. Again, something for everybody.
Pittsburgh Brewing's got a couple very summery drinks. You've got a mango beer. Talk about that.
Yeah, so our mango, our Icy Light Mango, came out in 2011. It still is doing phenomenally well. We adjusted the packaging this year and went into the sleek or slim 12-ounce cans, which a lot of consumers prefer these days. Year to date, it's up 6%, doing phenomenally well. And then we have Icy Light Berry that came out about a month and a half ago, doing extremely well. So if you want something islandish or just a flavored beverage, we will have you covered for that.
I had a chance to sample the berry, the Icy Light Berry you're talking about. And on a hot summer day, that is really refreshing. There are literally berries in the beer, and it tasted really, really good. That's a very unique product you guys got there.
Yeah, the Rebecca, who does all of our events, her bar staff puts actual berries in each Icy Light Berry draft. So very festive, fun. But the berry, which you can expect when you drink it, you smell it, you get obviously berry notes. When you drink it, you get a raspberry finish. So nothing overpowering. It's very, very sessionable, very easy to drink, and perfect for a 80-degree day, which is what it looks like it's going to be on Saturday.
So what was the idea to have this Jimmy Buffett tribute concert? I know Jimmy Buffett in Western Pennsylvania, they had a long history together, and it's kind of like a rite of summer, right, to do something like this?
Yeah, we did a Buffett tribute band last year, did very, very well. And then this is just another, band that plays similar music. But again, it's very fun and festive. I'm sure, we've all been part of that, whether it was a concert we went to or just friends and family who have like a Buffett party or an island party. And that's something that everybody can enjoy and have fun with. Any day of the week.
You're going to get your Margaritaville, you're going to get your cheeseburger in paradise. Oh, talk about the food, come to think of it. Is there going to be any food trucks, or what do you got food-wise?
Yep, there'll be plenty of vendors here. Hot Ash Pizza, Delvecchia's, Bob Subs, Haas Barbecue, Burrito Bunch, Kimmy's Connections, or Confections, excuse me. Millie's will be here. We're doing a collaboration with them. So there'll be Sweet Tooth or whatever else you need to create or to take care of your hunger. We will have it covered here with a variety of different food types.
Now, will the brewery itself be open?
It will. So the brewery store, yes, will be open.
Okay.
The inside of the brewery, there'll be some restroom opportunities. But again, that's where the VIP piece comes in. The VIP ticket, I should say, will have access. General admission will be mostly outside. And that, again, just different levels. And both tickets are still available depending on what you're thinking and what your needs might be.
And to kind of keep it into the Jimmy Buffett frame of mind, you're even having a contest for the best-dressed parrot head, I see. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, there'll be some prizes that people can have, whether it is a best-dressed or, the one that has the better theme. But, yes, we want to have it fun. I mean, that's what I think people expect when they come or go to a Buffett party is fun for everybody. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're younger or older, fun for everybody. But again, this is a 21 and over event, but fun for, you know, all ages.
We're talking with Todd Zwicker, president of Pittsburgh Brewing Company, about this Saturday's Jimmy Buffett tribute concert, Mango Rita in Paradise at Pittsburgh Brewing right there in Creighton. So the main band's called Buffett Beach. They go on around 8. And before that, you have a group called Da Funk at 5:30. That sounds like some dance music.
Yeah. Again, it's kind of the a good vibe, a good feel music. So everybody will enjoy that, and that's what the goal is. There'll be some reggae as well. So music that everybody or anybody can listen to and enjoy a beverage, an adult beverage over, and maybe a little bit of food as well.
So bust out your Hawaiian shirt, find your Hawaiian lei, and come on out and have some fun, Jimmy Buffett tribute concert. Todd, anything else you want to talk about the Pittsburgh Brewing's got cooking this summer?
Yes, well, we have a lot of other events. So if you go on pittsburghbrewing.com and hit our event tab at the top of the page, it'll open up. We have, you know, a motorcycle show, a custom car show. There's various Oktoberfests, other bands, other music events we're going to have. But I also wanted to mention for your listeners that we are in Creighton. We are off Route 28. We're literally 20 minutes from Pittsburgh. It is extremely easy to get to, not hard, very easy. Route 28 now is a great expressway. So, you know, please stop on out and enjoy yourselves.
It seems like more and more people have discovered it, and there's just a comfort level there. People are like, oh, what are you doing this week? Oh, I'm going out to Pittsburgh Brewing. And you know, the word has gotten out. It's just a fun place, a picturesque location right along the river there. So, it's really exciting to see what you guys have done in the past couple of summers.
Yeah, it's 42. This is PPG's original glass factory from 1883. So a very industrial site that we've made into a brewery or a new brewery and a hospitality site. So 42 acres, there's a lot of green space, a lot of things to do. And again, Rebecca, our event coordinator, has done a fantastic job, filling it in so everybody can enjoy and enjoy the, you know, their time here.
Well, you want to get your tickets now. It's at pittsburghbrewing.com. And it's Etix is also where you can get your tickets for the Jimmy Buffett tribute concert. Mango Rita, you got to grab a Pittsburgh beer while you're there. Iron City, Pittsburgh Brewing Company, icons to our area. Todd, keep up the great work there.
Scott, absolutely appreciate your time and appreciate your support.
All right. See you soon. Take care.
Sure. Yeah, have a great day.
Yep, you too.
Back by popular demand, The Time Machine with Frank Sparks. Every Friday from 10 a.m. to noon, we'll strap into our 19. 19-